First, I want to take the opportunity to thank Mr. Nager for inviting me to come to speak, to share Torah with you. Thank you for coming and joining to listen. And it's a topic which has been, this topic has been discussed. I'm not sure I'm going to add any cursor kedushim. That being said, I want to start very basic and see if we can move to the area which is maybe more controversial and more of a challenge. The topic is three different mahalchim to understand the status of electricity in halacha in regards to Shabbos. The final verdict is not. We don't have a final verdict, so that's something which it's a chashuv sugya. It gets more and more challenging. I do want to point out the following: that batsim there really are two or three different sugyas when you're dealing with electricity. Sugya number one, which is what we're going to talk about, is the status of electricity. What is it? There are two other sugyas which are maisa and groma stylus. In other words, even if you say that using electricity is considered some form of malach on Shabbos, how much is it miyuchas back to me? How much is it considered my maisa? How much is it considered the machine which is doing it? Is that considered direct or indirect? And maisa and groma become more complicated the more new versions of different types of technology which we have. So maisa and groma become much more complicated. I'll give you one or two examples, hopefully at the end of this year, just to see where we're at in the modern technology issues, but it's not my focus. My focus really is I want to focus on the first point, which is what is the status. So we know that when electricity first basically came out, you had the world of the telegraph, but we sort of picture the idea of this, using electricity on the individual level started with the light bulb. So light bulb, the first question of the light bulb was turning a light bulb to create, to burn, is that considered a malacha or not? What is that? There are two mahalchim on that, and that's not what I want to talk about. I just want to get that off the table. So that issue of is that a malacha, is that taking this filament, which incandescent bulb has a filament, so the filaments can either be going to be metal. They actually used, Edison tried with bamboo fibers for a period of time. He used carbon fibers. He did many other things. Taking that item, getting it to the point where it would be hot enough to glow. What malach is involved in that? So that's malachus. The Rambam talks about taking metal, getting it to the point where it's going to glow. Is that the malach? The Ravid says that's bishul. The Rambam sees that in one place he calls it mavir, one place he calls it bishul. Either way, you're going to learn it's going to be a malacha involved in doing that. Next question was: is that considered your maisa when you turn on the switch and then the electricity goes and causes this to glow? Is that considered your maisa or not? That's a separate question. Is it considered your maisa? That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's famous work which he put out to discuss the issue of electricity. The main thrust of that work was to discuss, is it considered your maisa or not? And he comes out, it's considered your maisa. The Chaim Oyster came out with that as well. That's not the topic I want to talk about. I want to talk about the next two scenarios we're dealing with electricity. We'll get to the one I'm not talking about. We'll get to the final one I want to talk about. Is, okay, the machine is doing an action which is a malacha on Shabbos. So I turn on the machine and the machine is sewing. Turn on the sewing machine on Shabbos. So the machine is doing sewing. Am I doing that? Is the machine doing that? Again, that beaker, that's a maisa groma shaila. Is that considered your maisa or is that considered a groma? Then the final question was, you have a machine which is doing nothing which is also to do on Shabbos. So you turn on a fan. The fan, what is it doing? It's moving air. There's nothing wrong with moving air on Shabbos. I can take a big leaf and go back and forth like this and make air move. So the action the machine is doing, even if you consider the machine is my action, it's my maisa. Okay, no. What's it doing? It's moving air. No problem with moving air. The question is, they actually hishtamshus with electricity alone. Is there any problem with that? That's where the question we're going to try and focus on today. So the first one who dealt with this question was the Shuvas Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, was one of the Gedolei Poskim in Poland. Those swore him a lot of times. You know, we lived in the world of computerized publishing, and you publish by hand. So once you set the page up, to undo the page was a major headache. So you'd find there's a lot of hisophis in the back, and so this is in Yerdeya, Shuvas Beis Yitzchak. Yeridei Chelik Beis, in the Maftechis in the back, in the Ha'orah under Simen Lamed Aleph, which has no shaykh to Simen Lamed Aleph, but that's where he stuck it in. He wanted to discuss what's the issue of using a telephone on Shabbos. That was the question. You're allowed to use a telephone. There's no shaykh to Yeridei, no shaykh to the Simen, there's no shaykh, but that's where he stuck this Ha'orah in instead of redoing one of the earlier tshuvas and discussing it. He did it by putting it all the way at the back. So there he raises the question, is there any problem with using a telephone? He said maybe some people raised the question that maybe there was very common that the wires would spark as they were working, and said you would see sparks coming out. Are sparks a problem? He says no, sparks are not a problem. The source said Hamamish, Sugin Shabbos, Dafem Zainam Abeis. Okay, so that's not the problem. It's not Aish, there's nothing burning. The sparks which come off are insignificant in Halacha. The source said Hamamish. So what's the problem? So what am I doing wrong? So he says, the only thing I can see you're doing wrong is the Gemara in Be'ed of Chav Gimel. The more in Be'ed of Chav Gimel, the more comes along and says that a person wants to take a kois, which is full with a liquid, which is a perfume type of a liquid, and to put it on top of a baguette and put the smell into the baguette. The Gemara says also to do on Shabbos. Schufei kosa shiroi, putting this kois onto the shiroi, onto the satin, is also to do on Shabbos. Why? It's merlid reich. It's an issue of being merlid reyach. So that's the problem, he says. The problem is merlid reyach. Rashi says, what's wrong with merlid reyach? It's the Rabbanan, obviously. There's nothing wrong with putting a reyach into a bag of the deraisa. It's domi lebalacha. The fact that you're adding this new element of smell into the bag, which wasn't there before, it's domi lebalacha. It looks like a malacha. It functions like a malacha. So Chazal asked it mi Rabbanan. So it comes on the basis of it and says, okay. So basically, that the chara, the same way taking this kais and putting a smell into the baguette is problematic, because so taking a machine which right now is not working, it's not doing anything, and adding the energy into the machine, which now allows the machine to do this work, is daimel malacha, should go under the isser of merlid reyach. So the same way this isser of merlid reyach, this isser of merlid kayach. All right, you're adding kayach into the keli.
You say
Dharma Malacha,
which Malacha are you referring to?
Rashi didn't say what it is. Rashi says Dharma Malacha. We'll get to that.
You can't just say it.
Well, Professor Rashi says it. So apparently you could say it. The question is, how can you say that? Right, I understand your question. Yes. So Rashi says. Okay, now, so that's a very strange sushtel. So the Edom of the Beis Yitzchak was the Reisha Rav, the Joshua Eon, the Reisha Meir Levine. He writes that you can't make up your own Zeris. I mean, Chazal asked being Barlet Reyach. Chazal didn't ask being Barlet Kayach. You don't have a Chazal who talks to being Barlet Kayach. So you can't expand the Gzeris. The Gzeris was very specifically about Reyach. You can't come along and say that the Isser now applies to Kayach. Mehechatesi, the whole thing. Aleph. Beis, Shlomo Zalman responded to this, and he said, I have a problem with that as well. Because Bisham over there, I understand. You take a beggar which is not made to have reyach. If that's not what its function is, it's beggar. You add this whole new thing there which wasn't there beforehand. I hear that that's considered something. You've done something. You've changed it in a significant way. We perceive that if you're doing something significant, it's daimel malacha. Rashi says, and like was mentioned, we're not sure what malacha that is, but it's daimel malacha. But I take a fan and I say, wow, the fan was like, wow, I have a fan which is moving. I'm not in spoil by a moving fan, the change from a not moving fan to a moving fan, the same way I am in spoil from a beggar which has no smell to a beggar which has a smell. This is the function of a fan. It's made for this purpose. So I don't perceive that as being something extraordinary which is happening, that it looks like I'm being buried something, I'm creating something which will be problematic. So Shlomo Zalman had difficulty with the Beis Yitzchak's argument, and then he also raises the same argument that the Drasha Ion raised, that the Reisha Rav raised, which is like you can't make up your own Xeris. So possibly you have to learn the Pshat in the Beis Yitzchak in regards to the first question, which I saw Milchus Asher, the Milchus Asher in his Milchus Asher, he says Weiss, you have to say that he's understanding that this was when they gave this gzera, it wasn't specific to the scenario. It means that was an example because they were giving us of making a unique change in the item, making a significant change in the item, adding something with there which wasn't there before in a significant way is considered some form of a daimel malacha. You're being buried something, you're creating something. something, that's a problem. You have to assume that's where the problem was. Okay. That was that argument. So fascinatingly enough, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Halacha Lemaaseh did not accept the Beis Yitzchok. So in Duchs HaMir was in 1932. So he addressed the following shayla. There's not a written tshuva about this maisa. There is a reference in one of his tshuvas. He refers to this maisa. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in one of his tshuvas that his mother had a hearing aid. He had bought a hearing aid for his mother. Like the children got together and they bought a hearing aid for their mother. The problem was that the battery did not last for a whole Shabbos. It didn't last for 24 hours. So the question was, when she went to sleep Friday night, could she turn off the battery? And she gets up Shabbos morning, could she turn on the battery? She'd be able to have her hearing aid last for Shabbos by turning off and on the hearing aid on Shabbos. So that was the Shaila which Rosh Shlomo Zalman addressed. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman was matir halacha lemaisa for his mother to turn off the battery of the hearing aid Friday night when she went to bed and turn it back on Shabbos morning. All right, okay. He says, what the only issue we have is the Beis Yitzchok. He digs up with the Beis Yitzchok. He doesn't see why that should be a problem. So there's nothing wrong with doing it. It's mutter. Halakha lemaaseh, he passed him like that.
Would a battery be different than electricity?
In regards to what we're dealing with right now, the battery should make the fact that it's a battery as opposed to electricity coming, which is with chubur lekarka, would make no difference. In regards to this with Merle, it would make no difference. Okay. When he wrote his sefer, Shlomo Zalman wrote a sefer on the issues of electricity, etc., he actually had a perek in there dealing with why it's not boina. And he writes that he didn't publish that perek because when he showed it to his I mean, he was a young man, he was in his 20s when he wrote it. When he wrote the sefer, so he wrote later on that he did not put that perek in because his rebbeim said, like, there's nobody in the right mind would think that it's a problem of boina. So you don't have to bevorn why it's not boina. You have to bevorn why it's not boina. It's much as not boina. So it wasn't even worth writing a whole parak why it's not boina. Right? That's what he didn't put that parak in. So he publishes the sefer. Good. Right? Chazon Ish in 1948 comes out with his sefer. Chazon Ish says, that's boina. This is, you know, give on the belt. It was so pushed to my rebellion to Rosh Shlomo Zalman that it's not even a havmina boina to the point. It's a waste of paper to write why it's not boina. And Rosh Hashanah, the Chazon Ish passes that is boina. So, okay. Right? So, we mouse the Chazon Ish, but meanwhile, it happened to Rosh Hashanah when he wrote his letter that we have in Mincha Shlomo. He writes two letters that he wrote to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish responded to him. He writes in the second letter that Poshet, he's in tremendous pain. The Chazon Ish wrote it's boina. He wrote back why he thinks the Chazon Ish, why he'd argue with it. The Chazon Ish wrote back that it's the Chazon Ish in Siman Nun, or in the Chazon Ish Arachaim in Siman Nun called it boina. He wrote to the Chazon Ish why he thinks it's not boina. The Chazon Ish wrote back that it is. He wrote a second letter about the Chazon Ish. I'm in tremendous pain because you're telling that I passed in the local Maisa, and he said the Raisa for my mother. Right? See, he doesn't say the whole story. But in the different shuva in Chelek Aleph Mincha Shlomo, I think it's in Simon's round, almost like Simon's Beit Tes, Simon's Sadi over there, he mentions it Agav Orcha such this story. The reason why I'm telling you this, the Maisa, he afterwards he wrote that he was not going to pass in Kenegah the Chazon Ish. He said it's boina, you know, Butler died. They're not going to say it's not boina. He's not going to pass. You know, the reason why I'm telling you this is. If you recall, a few years ago, they came out with this Shabbos app that they were touting that they've come up with this app which will be mutter halakha lemaisa. People want to text on Shabbos. There's a way to do it behetter, etc., etc., etc. Baruch Hashem, it didn't go any weiter. When it came out to me, it schmecked nit gut, right? So right away, the one of the principals asked me. He says, "Can you please write a tshuva? The high school boys and girls, they want to know is this mutter or not." So I said, "I have to get more information." So you look at the website which touts this thing. It says, "Imamich, it's kosher, the kulyama. It's the best thing in the world. Since bottled milk." Okay, right. Then he comes along. You look at the pages inside when he starts describing how it works, etc. And it's not so good, not so kosher. You start reading some of the emails back and forth. He basically says he's being summed on Rosh Shlomo Zalman from 1932. And he really held Malach HaChazanish, he really held the Mutter. And just because of the pressure of the Haredim, he is forced to be Samech, not to retract, and really he holds his Mutter. I mean, Samech on the Rosh Hashanah from 1932. That's what he writes in one of the emails. It's all because of the Haredim forced him to take this position. So I want to point out that Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you see from the letters, did not say that. Rosh Hashanah Zalman very clearly did accept some level of psak that it's usur and no shayla to be semagan, you know, to come along and say that it's mutter lekuli alma when you're being semagan a shita of Rosh Hashanah who retracted it himself and saying you know why he retracted it and really you know better than what he said is misleading the public. And it was tremendous avla what they did, the whole thing was a tremendous avla. Baruch Hashem, at least at this point in time, it hasn't been any writer. So what the Chazanish say? So Chazanish comes along and says that the problem is boinim. Now, I want to point out, the Chazanish writes that it's boina. He was talking about the idea of plugging into the ground. So he says, it's a case of mechubar, because you're dealing with mechubar. He says, but the answer, what I'm saying, is nothing to do with that, that's mechubar. Even if it be just a keli, it'll be a problem of boina also. So if even with the battery powered, it would also be a problem of boina, according to the Chazanish. What's this issue of boina? So there's the sugya more in Shabbos. And so I'm just going to give you the sugya briefly. I did bring it, but I just have to find the page. Here we go. The sugya Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mizayin. The more it has a shy like this, the more it wants to know. They had a portable bed, which you put the pieces together and you would sleep in it, and you would take it apart and travel with it. So it was made for people who would go year to year. They were traveling workers, and they carried their bed with them. So are you allowed to put it together in Shabbos or not? So this is the more shy. They asked Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Kiya is a mutter, and Rav Huna, he said, sharper dummy, it's mutter. So Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Kiya said, it's mutter to put this bed together on Shabbos. See, well, right now it's totally dysfunctional, it's not functional at all, it's pieces, you can't sleep in it, putting it together, you made something functional, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. The Mora says that they came to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Rav and Shmuel held, it's also, it's chayv katas. Putting together this bed on Shabbos, it's Chayav Katas. So Rav Huna and Rav Chiya Bar Abba are telling me, Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya are telling me that it's Mutter, and Rav and Shmuel are saying it's Chayav. Quite a machlokes. Then the Mora says a Meisa. The Meisa says, a master kana menorah b'Shabbos is Chayav Katas. The person takes a menorah, which has it's made out of pieces, and you put the pieces together, you're Chayav Katas. Kana siyodin lo yachzer b'mhichzer is potter v'losu. The kana of sayodin, so these are people, they did whitewashing, they did painters. They used seed to whitewash the walls. That was a form of painting. So they had a stick, they had a painting stick, which they would use to apply the whitewash onto the walls. So you would apply it lower down. How did you get higher up? You would have segments, you would screw on. You'd have sections, you would screw on another section, now you go a little bit higher. You screw on another section, you keep going higher, all the way up to the top of the wall. Then you would take those off and start over again. Like you would do the bottom section, then you would add another one, and you kept, and so it was made to go on and go off. So the Brisa says that lo yachzer, you can't put it together, but if you did it, it's potter v'losser. Okay, so the Mora says, we have a Brisa which says that the case of the Kana Menorah, putting it together is Chayiv, and then you have the case of the Kana Shosh Yodim, which is potter, but it's not Chayiv. So the Mora asked the Kasha on Rab Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya, which say that it's mutter from this Brisa by Kana Menorah that says that it's Chayiv. And the Mora is assuming that the case of the Mita is like the case of, this is Rashi and Zagmar, the case of the Mita is like the case of the Menorah. Now, that's a Rashi and Zagmar. So the Mora is asking Kasha, how can you tell me it's mutter? It should be Chayiv. So you have to understand in the Brisa, why is the case of the Mita Chayiv, in the case of the Kadosh HaSayodim, Potter Avralos? What's the difference? It's both things. It's made out of different sections, made out of different segments. You put it together, and next thing you know, you have a Keli, which you have a functioning Keli. So what's the difference between the two cases? So, I'm going to answer the question in a second, but let's just finish up. The Mora comes out, the Mora says they held like a different Brisa, which talks about malbolus amitza, bakaras amitza, which means putting the other parts of the bed. Lo yachzer b'mhitter is potter v'loser, v'lo yiska v'mtogas chayiv katas. If you put it together loosely, it's mutter, and we're talking about a case of putting it together loosely. So even if you put it together in a case which is taka, which is very, very tight and very strongly put together, yachayiv katas, so if you put it together loosely, it's mutter. And we were talking about putting it together loosely. That case is mutter. So, we're good. That they're going like that price. If we pass them like that price, that it's roughly as mutter. The only thing which the Ramah adds, this is brought down in Shimon Shin Yud Gimel and Sevav. The Ramah adds in darkly as roughly. It's only mutter. If the normal way to put it together was loose. So then we're not gushing, you might put it together in an oif enough tekiah of putting it together tightly. But if it's something which is normal to put it together tightly, even roughly as usr or xer, you might come to put it together with tekiah, and tekiah is going to be chayiv chatas. So what is tekiah? Rashi says, because you know, you say this, they would add some type of a screw or a nail or something, they would put it together tightly with that. Mechloikis, that's Rashi over here. Rashi in other places, Rashi is Masha. Just the things together tightly is already a problem. The Rambam seems to say that just putting it together by itself without any extra nails is also a problem. There's no Maamar Mordechai about it. The question, which is a common question, is screwing things together is very tight. But there's no extra nails, whatever it is, holding it together. Is that called tekiah or not? That's Mechloikis. The Mishnah Berurah brings, the Shaar Tzion brings this Mechloikis. The Maamar Mordechai says it's not the Raisa. Others say it is the Raisa. Fine. Okay. So we have that there's a case which is going to be chayiv, because you put it together tightly. And there's cases where directly it's roughly, it's mutter, because you're putting it together roughly. And then you have a case which even if you put it together tightly, it's only derabanan. That's passage reading the Gemara. So what's the lumnus of that case? And how would that play out? The Chazanish wants to talk about how does it play out vis-a-vis turning on electricity, or plugging in and turning on electricity. So he says two explanations. He brings from, I'm going to say his second shot first. He brings from the Ritva and the Ramban. There's no difference. There's no difference between the case of Kadosh HaSayyadin and the case of the bet. They're the same thing. If you do it tightly, you're chayiv. If you do it loosely, you're not chayiv. Why does the Brisa present this case chayiv and this case potter? Because the derech was to put together the bed tightly, because you're going to sleep on that bed. You don't want it to fall apart. You put it together, and the derech of Kadosh HaSayyadin, which is made to go up and down, it's a waste of your time to put it together tightly, because you're going to have to take it apart very, very shortly afterwards. You paint over here, you have to send your paint over here, get to the top, you go back down to the bottom again. So you're going to take it off again. So why should I put it together tightly? Even by the Kadosh HaSayyadin, if you put it together tightly, you're talking chayiv. That's what brings to the Rabban and the Ritva. For other Rishonim, it says it's Mashman, that no, Be'etzim it's Potter. So what's the difference between the two cases? He says like this. So let's understand, what can we learn from the case of Mita, the case of the Mita? You're putting it together to last for one night. In the morning, you're going to take it apart. So even though it's a Binyan L'Shoah, the Brisa says Chayiv. So it's Mavur and the Bavli, Binyan L'Shoah is Chayiv. The fact that it's for a short period of time is not a Ptur. So Kadosh HaShayadim is also a short period of time. So what's the difference? The difference is that a mitzvah, it's not broken when it's a separate, because, I mean, it's not, we don't call it, but it's not functional at all right now. Its function is to sleep in. When it's in distinct pieces, separate pieces, it cannot function to sleep in. So right now it's totally dysfunctional, and you're making it functional. Nothing more, that's chayiv. However, Kadosh HaSayyadim, it's not more functional, less functional with the segments or without the segments. When you have no attachments, you use it for lower down. You can't use it for higher up. When you have more attachments, you can use it for higher up and not for lower down. It's too long to use for lower down. It's very hard to do it, to maneuver it lower down. So you, when it has more segments, you can use it for higher and not for lower. When it has less segments, you can use it for lower and not for higher. So it's not functional and dysfunctional. It's always functional. It's changing different types of. That's not called chiyuv. But taking something which right now is not functional, making it functional is chayiv. Even though it's l'shoah and it's made to do that and it's normal usage, and that's how you use it every night, I don't care. Nothing more. You're chayiv for that. The Kadosh HaSayyadim, the point is, that's a specific case where there's function added and subtracted in each direction. That's not chayiv. That would be the chilek in the two cases, the Chazanish says. But he says, but by the case of the mitzvah, and according to the Ritva and the Rabban, even in the case of the Kadosh HaSayyadim, if you have something which is made to attach and detach, you use it like that anyway. But if I'm adding a level of functionality which wasn't there beforehand, I'm chayiv. Zeh shteit in the Gemara. Even though it's l'shoah, and even though it's made to do that, so now let's talk about my fan, he says. I have a machine which right now it's not doing something. I add a level of functionality into the machine by turning on the electricity, and now it becomes functional. That's not any different than putting together the bed. You're chayiv. It's a keli, and binyan mistir b'kelin. Right. So the Rishonim say Tosfos says in Kufbeis, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva say in Kufbeis that even if you hold Ein Binyan Stir B'Kalim, but a Binyan Gomer is Chai B'Kalim. So, and it's Kapas and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yudal, it's a Aleph that a Binyan Gomer does apply by Kalim. So, if this vice versa from the Gemara, put it together in the Mitzvah, if you put it together, Taka, in a strong way, it's Chayif. That's called Binyan Gomer. Because right now it's not functional at all, and you make it functional. That's considered significant enough. That means considered Binyan. So, we have a very stark Gemara, and the Gemara calls it Binyan. Now, the truth is, Rashi calls it Makav Patish. Because Rashi holds that Eminyan Sirkam always applies, even by Binyan Gomer. But Rashi says it's Makav Patish. So either it's makapatish or it's bina, one or the other, but it's definitely a malacha deraisa. And but only in the requirement if you do it tightly. And the more says now is that the chazanish? What about electricity? Is it called taka? So you have to add one more connection to the chazanish, which he doesn't speak out specifically. But if you look at the Rama says the definition of the malacha of bina is putting the other pieces. So in the scenarios which we have over here. It's very easy. You're putting together the pieces of a bed. You're putting together the kana of shosayotim. You're putting together the kana of the menorah. You have all these cases. You're putting pieces together. So that's the malacha of bina. By electricity, what are the two pieces? All the pieces are there, and you're putting a current going through that. Is that called putting together two things? She says yes. He feels that is called. If now. I'm from Silver Spring, so you know, Rabbi Lapiansky is into the world of the morale. It's if adding Geshem to Geshem, two pieces of physical things together, is called a binyan. Adding a tsura to Geshem, the Chazanish, the thought of the morale, tsura is much more significant than Geshem. It's much more powerful. So taking this thing, which you're adding a ability to take the wire, he says, and adding into the wire functionality that it now can do something, you've added a whole new layer of existence and function into the wire. That's like adding a tsura legeshem, and that's also called b'mechaber two things, and that's the malacha b'ayna. That's the chazanish's kiddush. So Rishon Zalman in his letters found that piece difficult, right? You know that. So like the Gemara's cases are very physical things. Megabein, the Rambam says, and the Gemara says, the person makes cheese on Shabbos, so you squeeze it, press it together, you make a cheese. Could you put chalakim together? You put pieces together. Right? So I get that. Okay, but this is like, what is this? So, the Chazanish, so Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph, Vedura Kama of Mincha Shlomo, in Simin Aleph, he quotes the letters from the Chazanish. He says, "Mishum Herkam Prokim Zayim Zeh." You're putting the pieces together. Number two, Tikan Achut Atzma Mimavus Lachayim Havi Boina. Imamish, it's like Boina, making the chut functional from dysfunctional. It's Chias Amesim. Pasuk according to the Chazanish, if you do Chias Amesim Shabbos, you Chayvos Boina. Now you have a dead person, you put a Shabbos into him. That's Surah Legeshem. You know that's very stark. The Chazanish, behold, that's called Boina. Okay, Now I just want to point out. Why am I stressing this in the Likud over here? Because he's not just saying functional, dysfunctional to functional. So let's say I would use water power. I would turn on a machine with water power and have the water move the machine. Right? So would that be called boina? I took a machine which wasn't functional. I'm using compressed air, water. There's other things besides electricity which can do the same thing. We can get a machine working. I have and doing work with other things besides electricity. Again, I'm not talking about the case of the machine is doing a malacha. You know, if you run your sewing machine on compressed air, right? So you're sewing. That's not my issue. But just making it functional. If the sugya here is, we're saying from dysfunctional to functional, it's called boina. So what's happening if you do electricity or with water power or with compressed air? But the Chazanish's point is no, there has to be a chibur. The chibur is the electricity into the wire. It says if you, the Rishon Zalman writes, it says if you take a tube and you run water through the tube, you didn't combine anything. It's still two distinct things. There's the tube and there's the water. That's not called boina. It's only because in the machine itself, in the wire, you're adding electricity into the wire. So then the Rishon Zalman got involved, and how does that electricity work? Does it work? Is it true that electricity is working? It's attached to the wire. Does it work in the field? You know, that became a very fascinating question. Do we get involved in the science And what is the science? Do they have decided what the science is? Will they come up with a noob shot in the science? You know, do we deal with that? Because each right said, no, it doesn't bother me. That's called a chibur to the... there's something which is changing in the wire. The wire has a special tchuna that's able to do this. Not all wires are conductors. It's clearly something unique in this wire which is doing something. That means there's something unique which is affecting the wire itself. That's a chibur to the wire. And that's called taka, he says. That's a very strong, even though it's easy to take it apart, because you just stop electricity and it stops, but it's still called, when it's together, it's functioning in a very strong way together. That's called taka, and you're chayav katas. So that's the Chazon Ish's argument of Boiner. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said the following. Even according to the Chazon Ish, it's called Boina, it's a combination of two points. A, that there's a chibur taking place. And B, you see from the Gemara, from dysfunction to function, is called Boina. But if something which the way it functions is not like that, it functions on and off by definition, that's not, even according to the Chazon Ish, that's not called Boina. For example, a refrigerator. The good old refrigerators which went on and off, you know. Mr. Ansasser told me, try and get the best thing you can do is get an old refrigerator on a new one, right? So it's cycled on and off. If it's running the whole time, it's broken. You don't want the refrigerator to run all the time because it's just going to freeze every single item you have in your refrigerator to the point of not being functional, not usable. You want it to turn on and off. You want it to, thermostat to turn it on, get it to a certain temperature, and then the compressor turns off, the condenser turns off. It's not doing anything anymore, and it pauses. So now I make the electricity go on. I added functionality. No, I didn't. That's like the case of Kamashas Yadim, where there's two functions, a function of on and a function of off. So according to his argument, that's not called Boina. So to Shlomo Zalman, this is not Boina. Because says, where do I find such an idea? Shlomo Zalman holds it's not Boina. He says, but you're going to ask me the following. There's a Chai Adam, which is also Prima Gadim. A grandfather clock. So the clock stops. So what do? You pull the weights, and by pulling the weights, you cause the spring to absorb kinetic energy, and now you let go, and slowly, in a controlled fashion, it releases the spring releases itself, and it moves the hands on the face of the clock. What is the status of pulling those weights on Shabbos? So the Chayyadim and Klam and Dalad, the Shabbos says it's Makah Patish. It's an Isidoraisa. Prima Gadim says the same thing. Panamiris, Takas is Mutter. But the Prima Gadim and the Mishabura brings Prima Gadim, the Chayyadim say that it's a Malach of the Raisa. It's a Kash on me. Lukhara, that this, here the point is not functioning, you're making it functioning. He says, no, a clock is unique. Look to Shlomo Zalman. A clock is unique because the purpose of the clock is to tell time. And a clock which has stopped is not telling time at all. So that's, even though it's easy to fix it, but the goal of a clock is not that I should tell it what time it is, it should tell me what time it is. So a clock which has stopped is much worse than a refrigerator which is not working or a fan which is off. A fan which is off means, right, I don't want a fan on. A clock which is not running, I don't want the clock to run. That's a ridiculous statement. I always want the clock to run because when I need to know what time it is, I can look at the clock. So over there, taka, it became dysfunctional totally. And therefore adding, fixing it, that's taka abaka patash or abayna. Right, but these scenarios, which the way they use it is constantly on, something's on, something's off. That how can you call that boina? How can you call that you're adding this whole new layer, a malacha deraisa level of boina? Okay, so Dayan Weiss in the Menchas Yitzchok Taka says like this. He says, so halacha deraisa, what do we do in this argument? Beis Yitzchok, the Chazon Ish. What about Rosh Hashanah's argument, which seems to be he's not convinced what it is exactly. He does say halacha l'maaseh, it's also to do.
So the hearing aid at night when she didn't need it, when she's sleeping, Friday night.
So halacha l'maaseh, according to the Chazon Ish, he's turning it off is turning it on is boina. Pasha turning it off is soiser. Now that is an argument. There's possibly an argument that even if you hold according to the Ramban, that taking a kli and making it a kli is called boina, Ramosh has a tshuva, but taking it apart is not called soyser. That's debatable. But if you want to make a patish, there's no unmake a patish. So if the malach is make a patish, there's no issur of stopping it. If you want the malach is boina, there's an issur of stopping it, pashas. Turning off the machine also. So that's mice and groma. I that's a whole separate shear. I can't
fan make a fan go higher and lower.
making a fan go higher and lower. What most fans work is there's one circuit which you're going to now open, and if it's not, that becomes, that circuit is no longer functioning, and then you complete a different circuit, and that's why it goes to the, it's not a rheostat type of a situation where you're
that's not working at the moment.
Right, so that would be a problem. Okay, so Dayan Weiss in the Trumas, he said like this, Allah Alamais, he says, when it comes to Yisrael doing it, we have to chesed for the Chazanish. There's no akra, you have to chesed for the Chazanish. When it comes to Mir la'akum, you can be sorry, like the other sheet, this is the only Rabbanah. So it's only Rabbanah, it's a shoes to shoes. So we know that Mashal Tzar Chayla, it's kind of Zaver, but for Tzar Chayla, you're not allowed to do, Yisrael's not allowed to do the Malach, ain't Chalash Emes HaKana, so you can't do Malach HaDaraisa, you can't do Yisrael Rabbanah either. The Mir la'akum is Mutter, and a Daraisa. But the Chalash Emes HaKanam, Rabbanahs are Mutter. So now, if I pass in electricity as a Rabbanah, if it's Chalash Aver, Yisrael could do it. So I can't pass it like that. Chazanish holds it to Raisa, so it's not a case of Sakadas Nefashis. I can't do it. But in regards to Mir La'akum, that I can be same because they're abundant. It's shus to shus, makam mitzvah, makam charli, etc. So he has a chuba. He wants to deal with the situation of having to go turn on the air conditioning on Shabbos, and it was very hot in the shul, and people were very uncomfortable, etc. He was matzah, shus to shus, Mir La'akum, to turn on the air conditioner. He says, what's the hatter? He needs a hatter. He needs hafzid, chayli, mitzvah, what's the hatter? He says, chayli. Because the more it makes a kavah chaymer, that you know that kol chayli mitzvah, everybody considers chayli regards to cold. And the more it says a different place, that cold is better than hot. Why? Because cold, you can put in more layers. Hot, at some point in time, what are you going to do? Now, he wasn't talking about, you know, the issue of 85 versus 83. You're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's 100 degrees, and it's very, very, people don't feel well inside of the shul. So turning on, he was matur, Mir La'akum, to turn on an air conditioner for that type of situation. There's a fascinating piece from the Minchas Asher, which I just seen this recently. I was just pushing that's part of the reason why the topic is because I just seen this piece because I want the opportunity to say it over. Right. See, he says like this: we're used to this musig. We have an av and you have a toldo. So how do you define a toldo? So we're lamdanim, we're briskers, Baruch Hashem. So what's the yisoid? What's the lamdis? Why this is a malacha? And then you still so teddy sich hegatim, which is exactly the same. That's how you define a toldo. Right. There's a Gemara, Yerushalmi not like that. Yerushalmi says like this. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were Avdan Havaya Bahad Pirka Slashdin Plug. They said 3.5 years figuring out told us for the office. And Afkin Mine, our boy in Chasar Achas told us a call Achad of Achad. They came up with 39 told us for each Av. They spent 3.5 years figuring out all the toldos of the Ovis, and they came up with 39 toldos for each one of the Ovis. Okay. Man da ashkun mismuch samchun, hodl ashkun mismuch avdunei mishum makapatish. The ones that they could figure out what it is, they return it in that Av. The ones they couldn't figure out, they call the makapatish. He says, what does that mean? So what does that mean? He said like this, you're starting with each Av. So Rabbi Yochanan Shalka sat there and discussed, okay, what is the Av of Kharish? Right? And they figured out what the Lomas of Kharish is, and they came up with 39 Hekatimsas that told us of Kharish. Right? So then what's the case? You can't figure out what it's connected to. There's no case. You start with the Av. So the Vice was not what happened. They started with X about the things which happened in Shabbat and said, this has to be Osir. There's no way this can be Mutter. What Av is it? I don't know. Okay, it's Makam Pavish. That's what the Gemara says. They're stating the Gemara. Means that they came along with their feel of the Das Torah of this can't be Mutter and Shabbat. It cannot be. Why? I don't know. We'll figure out why. But the first step is it's Osir. Next step is why not? Why is it Osir? Okay, well, you know, it's Kurdish. No, it's not right. No. Okay, I don't know. It's Makam Pavish. That's what the Gemara says. It's a plea to the Gemara. It flies in the face of a lot of how we understand. She says, it cannot be. So the Moshe, he says, the Shaila was, I have 2 minutes. LED lights, right? LED lights. Right? So there's no chutz, which is the process is energizing the electrons inside of the atom, that they move from an outer shell to an inner shell, and when the current pauses for a moment, that power is not in the electron, therefore it jumps back to an outer shell, and it releases energy, and this type of dial releases the energy in the form of a light. What are you doing? You're not doing what malach are you doing? You're not doing anything over there. There's no burner because there's nothing miskarbet to anything. So LED lights, a lot of persons just want to suggest it's not burner. Says no way. There's no way you can be matam LED lights that it's not a derisa. It's makom badish. It can't be that it's a mutter. It must be that it's usur. And then now I got to go more. Yeshami said that it's usur because whatever has to be usur, I'll blame it in makom badish. That's what he says. Right? He says if you don't do that, you're going to end up with a Shabbos. I mean, 50 years from now, you're going to end up with a fascinating Shabbos. Now, if you start adding in the mice and groma shayla, it gets even more theoretically dangerous. Okay, so is Dibur considered a mice? We all learn Shas, Lashem and Maisa. Dibur is not considered Maisa. Okay, so somebody asked me, Halachal Maisa shayla like this. Okay, Halachal Maisa shayla like this. Chayla Shemba Sakana, turn on the lights. You have two options. You could go to your Amazon Echo and say, Alexa, turn on the lights. You talk to this machine and it turns on the lights for you. Or you can tell a goy to turn on the light. What's better in halacha? So they suggested to me, this is a Rav, suggested to me that Mir La'akum was worse, because that's a Farish HaChazal, Mir La'akum. But regarding, you say it yourself, there's no Mir La'akum. There's no din of Mir La'akum, even though she's called Alexa, she's a shiksa, right? But that's not called Mir La'akum, talking to the computer, right? What? So says, but it's just your Dibur. I said you're out of your mind, but you know, you can't say that because that's the more than morse of the Diburi Sabad Maisa by Maimar, the morse by Tamura, be Diburi Sabad Maisa. Says, what's a Sushtel? Sushtel is there's a fascinating Hilas Lachas Katanas which deals with the child of Hariga B'Shem. If a person kills somebody with a Shem Hashem, is he called a Ritzeach? I didn't do anything. I just said, Hashem Hashem, the guy dropped dead. I'm not a Ritzeach. It's a Vadi Ritzeach. The more and more. Dibur is having Maisa. That's called Maisa. That's not called Dibur. And your person will be Chayim, it's a Ritzeach. You give him Hasra, he'll be Chayim Misa. It's Mamash Ritzeach. See, that's a whole sugya. Zilberstein brings in the Hakdamah to his, one of his first sermons, a sefer called Malachim Imnayach, about Hilas Amir La'akum. He brings over there a Maisa at the beginning of the sefer, with Baba Sali, that you know he didn't use electricity on Shabbos at all. It was total. He used neiris. So he had many neiris in the house. One time, of course, one of the neiris fell and it caught fire. So Malasot, it caught fire. So no problem. It's Baba Sali. So he walks over to the fire. He says, "You can't go any further." He draws a line like this. He takes his finger. He says, "Like this, you can't go any further." The fire gets there and it goes off. Right. So is that mutter on Shabbos? I mean, obviously hell was mutter on Shabbos, but like you put out a fire on Shabbos with your neighbor.
That's a grom, isn't it?
So maybe you call it a grom. Good, so that's grom. There's a new world. But when you say directly to the computer to turn something on, that's like, you're getting to this fascinating discussion. I'm like, I tell it, it's a grom, there's not my mice. You realize where we're going. So you have your AI car, which is programmed Shabbos morning at 7:45 to roll up to your door, open the doors, let you sit in, go and drive you to shul. Mutter? That's what Rosh Weiss is saying. We're going into a very slippery slope, which Shabbos is not like Shabbos anymore. Now you understand Mafreya or Moshe's shuva about when he wanted to ask the time clocks. So Bill says, how can you ask the time clocks? You ask the time. He says, when Chazal asked Amir La'akum, they meant time clocks. I mean, really? You make up your own zera. He says, but if you don't say that, you can end up with you can run a whole factory on time clocks. That's child's play to where we're going right now. There are now prosthetics, which they're connected to the nervous system of the person, and when the brain says that the arm should lift, the arm moves. It's connected to the impulses in the nervous system, so it recognizes the nerves coming down, telling the muscle to move. It tells the bionic arm, the prosthetic, to move. They have machines that can put a person who has these people which are totally capacitated. They're not communicative, even with eye movements, etc. That they could read brain waves and do based on the command. So it's not even deeper, it's just machshava. Machshava is not a maisa. So he thinks, you know, and the lights go on. So you tell me that's mutter? So I'm saying the world of maisa and grom is going to get very, very challenging in the upcoming years. But so Rabbi Asher Weiss says, no, it can't be that that's where we're going. It has to be that this is usher, and I'll blame Makkah Patish because I have no other aids. It's a kiddush nair what he's saying. The Yishalmi is a pella, right? But he says it. I push it. I had to share it. You know, you ask me the halakha l'maisa. I'm not going to pass it necessarily because it's definitely avant garde. So just to review. So the Beis Yitzchak says that it's probably merely koyak. So the Chazish calls it boina deraisa. The Chayotim seems to introduce the Pashas' argument he called Makkah Patish, else making from dysfunctional to functional. You have Rishon Zalman's question whether you can apply that to regular case of electric appliances. And then we have this other argument, Makkah Patish, based on this Yerushalmi, that it has to be that it's also, etc. So that's one last thought. And so Rishon Zalman has, if you don't, even, let's say you go away from the Chazish, you go with the Beis Yitzchak. So it's a problem of Merlid Koyach. So there's a fascinating machlokes in the Magen Roman and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Is there a Moisef Koyach? Moisef Reach. So I have a bagger which smells. I like the smell of an esrog. I take an esrog before Yom Tov and I rub my bagger with esrog. So I walk around and I smell like an esrog. Okay. It starts to dissipate over a period of time. I want to refresh the smell. It still smells. I want to refresh it, make it stronger. I want to be Moisef Reach. Magen Roman says also, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says Motu. So Shlomo Zalman says, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, if the Yisra is Moilid Koyach, so Moisiv Koyach is going to be Mutter. So I have a microphone, which is on from before Shabbos. So there's a minimal current which is going in over there. When you speak into it, you increase the flow of the current. So you're adding more Koyach. No. What's the Shlech? Right? It's only Moisiv Koyach. It's not Moilid Koyach. It's turning on the... So you see Ramosha, when he talks about this of using a microphone on Shabbos, Ramosha has two back-to-back tshuvas which are fascinating. You see the thought process of a Gadol. The second tshuva deals with turning on... talking to somebody who has a hearing aid on Shabbos. When you're talking to them, you're talking into a microphone. That's what it is. It's a very small microphone and a speaker. You talk into the microphone and it amplifies into his ear. So it's a microphone and a speaker. And the tshuva before is dealing with the microphone and using a microphone on a shul. Microphone on a shul, he says four reasons why it's also. Next tshuva, hearing aid, he says four reasons why those problems are not really such problems. And it's mutter. He says, what is he saying? You know, all of the surim over there, which he deals with, you know, he makes xeris and he makes, you know, probably this, you know, they're debatable. You're dealing with a person who's going to sit in Bechoshech, you know, going to sit there, they can't hear the whole Shabbos, you bend over backwards and you monitor it. You deal with halacha, what you do in a shul, you're out of your mind. Why should you put it into a shul? Why don't you get involved in any problems? But it's not clear, I mean, the point I'm saying, it's not clear, I can't give you a definitive argument why it's usur. I mean, listen, this is Baltimore. You can go back to the Thamachloikis, right, about using a microphone, halacha was mutter or not, back in the 50s, right? There were a bunch of here and the hell there was mutter to use. Okay, I'm not getting involved in halakha l'maisa. I would not tell you the down of such a shul. But Shlomo Zalman says l'chara can't this nakuda of speaking into it. L'chara is only according to if you learn the problem is moiled. It's not according to Shulchan Rav is going to be mutter. It says even according to the Chazon Ish, right? He's back to the same thing. That's not it's not a new Hebrew, right? It's already has electricity going. So it's more electricity. Where's the boiler? It's called the Chazir, it shouldn't be elsewhere either. He says, then he gets involved in a different issue, which is you can't be Yotzelaning with a microphone. Marshall's Masupik, you could be saying Abdul over a phone. Right? He says there's no way. It's not your deeper. It's not a deeper of human beings. It can't be. So he goes off at the other part of the different discussion. One last thing I just want to share with you, just on the Maaser Groma element, so the refrigerator. I want to open the door of the refrigerator. The motor is not on. Some say you should only open if you know the motor's on, because otherwise you might be causing the motor to turn on. So Shlomo Zalman and his tshuva says, I don't see a problem with that. It says it's not called from dysfunction to function, so it can't be also. So if I want to turn it on the head, I'd be allowed to. I mean, that wouldn't be called functional anymore. That's not how it functions. If you have to do it each time by hand, that wouldn't be. But the way a refrigerator works, that's normal. It says, and even if you tell me it's also, it's a suffix secretion. You don't know what the temperature is inside. Nowadays, refrigerators are much more complicated because they're measuring. You're changing the thermostat, especially when it has a digital readout. Immediately, there's going to be almost immediately there's going to be a change. You have to be very careful with that. Mice and grumma, that sugya. But he says in the good old refrigerators, what was the problem? You turn the motor on. You don't know. Well, if right now the temperature in there is, if let's say it's set to 40, it's right now it's 39.5. So you open the door, it's going to make it go on. Maybe it's 36, and it won't go on right away. Now you don't know. So that's if it's whatever the reality is. That's it's a vada. You don't know what the reality is. Is that mutter or not? So that's the sugya of some integration, which Mishnah Berurah paskins and Shin Tes Zayin by derbanan. It's mutter. Some integration by derbanan is mutter. So if you hold the turn on electricity is only derbanan, so it's going to be mutter. If you hold it to the raisa, which he argues even the chazich is not a deraisa over here. We hold it to the raisa, so then we substitution by the raisa, we hold the yisur. Deciding whether it's the raisa or the rabbanan has a lot of nafkaminas halakha lemaisa. I'm not saying you give me a halakha lemaisa, you can ask your local rabbi, but you see the sugya, it's not such a partial sugya to figure out what it is, whether it's the raisa or the rabbanan. The chazish's argument that it's the raisa is a very big chiddush, because it's not Hebrew of two things together. It's this electricity into the chut, which is a chiddush of the Chazanish. Again, if you're a student of the morale, it makes more, you're much more comfortable with it, because it's surah to Geshem. If you're the real brisker Litvak, you know, like, what does that mean? Like, you know, what do the words mean? So, like, you know, mavus l'chaim, surah l'geshem, it sounds like Musa Zeder. It doesn't sound like halacha l'maisa. So that's a chiddush. Makapathish, that he's arguing from the Rosh Weiss, is probably, it's difficult to digest that 100%. It's a very big chiddush that Yerushalmi, you have to figure out a different shot in Yerushalmi or something. The Chayonim, the Rishonim, is Pashas right, that it only applies in the case of a clock where it's mamish dysfunctional right now as opposed to regularly. So anytime you're dealing with a machine which is not doing a malacha per se, so the refrigerator, what's it doing? It's compressing gas. It's not a malacha. It's a drabana, maybe it's called merlin. You know, it's like making water, making a liquid out of a gas to a liquid. It's drabana. You're dealing with drabana. So what it's doing is not a deraisa. So what's the problem? You're using electricity. It's very not clear what the problem is. The minigarlam is. Like the Dayan Weiss, we assume it's either the Raisa or the Rabbanan. It's not clear in the Maisa, look, what it is. Rosa, thank you for listening.